is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Man, it feels good to be back right here. I'm Brain. I love Hallmark Christmas movies, man.
Hit up some bass in my mic. Okay. Hey, it's Panda. I like the Hallmark Christmas movies.
There's no way I can follow that.
Yeah, because it was fire.
It was straight fire. Only just a dream. I love Nelly. I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and I'm Dan. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
All right. Okay. Drive. Hi, everybody.
All night, hey. Down that road. Bran loves that song, guys. If you guys could get Only Just a Dream by Nelly to Bran in as many forms as possible. Bran@deckthehallmark.com.
He's a big fan. How many forms is there?
TikTok. You can do a TikTok video. Yeah. Make your own music video.
I don't dislike the song.
Oh, no. That was not the reaction that you had when Panda started singing it earlier.
I am the one who actually launched all this. That's by right. Accident. I don't know why that song was on my mind because I haven't heard that song.
I was
in
shocked that you guys were as
and you were
high
like,
on it as possible.
But here's the deal. I love Nelly. Air Force One, one of the best songs I've ever
heard. Air Force Ones, plural?
Nope, one.
Just one, singular. Yeah.
How many ones?
Just one.
Two?
Two.
Two?
Two ones.
Two pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got stomping in my Air Force Ones.
I was at the top, but now I feel like I'm in the basement because I do podcasts for a living.
Hey, if you have ever loved someone,
put your hands up. That's right.
We're talking about Unlocked.
This is my new favorite episode. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care about the reviews. I don't care about the bits that people don't like at the beginning. You're 2 minutes in. You got Nelly Gold. I'm just telling you right now. That's actually Nelly, his new single.
Nelly Gold. Yeah. No, it's good. Guys, speaking of reviews, Dan, I love it when you bring up the reviews because I love when we get reviews.
Yeah.
I love it when we get the reviews. We just got a new one. I want to read it because it was so kind.
Please do.
It's from X Rugger.
Are you making this up?
No. Okay. And the subject line is My Escape.
I'm begging you.
Matt Teason is getting mega royalties today.
That's right.
He
wrote Nelly, Only Just a Dream.
Yeah, I know. In this strange year, Hallmark movies and this podcast are part of my coping mechanism, which I never thought I would say. And that's fair. My wife loves the movies, but until this year, I have been more Team Bran. I now find myself on Team Panda.
What? He was more Team Dan, and now he's Team Panda.
That's what I said.
Yeah. You said Team Bran. Yeah.
No.
Win him over.
You said Team Bran. We'll take it to the tape
right now.
Yeah.
Go live, listen back. I'm also convinced that if we ever met the boys and I would be best friends. X-Rugger, you'd be 100% correct.
100%.
I think we are. And so please go to Apple Podcasts. Please leave a review. We love the reviews. They make us happy unless they make us sad.
If they're mean, then I don't sleep.
You don't sleep.
You can't rewind a live video.
What a disappointment. I know. What a disappointment.
You were too slow on the draw.
You're too slow on the draw.
I was too slow on the draw. About the Bran thing.
You're never right about almost anything.
That's true. I'm with Bran on that one.
Thank you.
Very seldom are you right.
Seldom. Seldom is heard.
A discouraging word.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How was your weekend?
Bran, let me tell you, man.
Yeah.
It had some real highs, had some lows in there. Yeah. But
were you at the top or down in the basement?
It was a row.
If you've ever, in your entire life,
love someone.
Have loved literally anyone. I want to see your hands up. Right. Both of them up. Both of them up. There's nothing I can do about it.
Hands plural. That's what it says.
Yeah, it's nothing we can do. Anybody. That's the bridge they went with. If you've ever loved somebody, put your hands up.
That's right.
You guys want to talk about Unlocking Christmas? It's the last movie of the week, and then we only have 1 week left.
That's it. Four more movies after this one. Feels like we just started.
It's starting to sting. It's starting to hurt.
A lot of people ask us this. We do the podcast year round.
We do.
You can listen all year.
We do.
You don't have to be in the Christmas spirit. You
and just, I know everybody loves the preview episodes. We're going to be previewing all five of the New Year new movies, because it's not Winterfest anymore. New Year's new movies on the 29th.
I don't know why we need to do that. First of all, previews are dumb. But second of all, the first one's a hockey movie with Luke McFarlane in it. I mean, why are we doing any of the rest of them? I mean, come on.
No, that's fair.
Nobody knows hockey like Hallmark.
Then the 11th, they have the movie that was shelved last New Year's.
That's right. So a two-year-old movie.
I don't
on January 9th.
Why? Okay, here's my question. Who's the lead?
Rady.
Save it. I know it's Rady, but
for the preview, we need something to talk about.
Julie from Friday Night Lights.
We'll have plenty to talk about in the preview episodes. Don't you worry, Dan. Yeah. We might even be able to get two out of them.
You think we could do two previews?
Oh, I think we could.
What about a full preview up for every movie?
I think we'll do a preview up, and then on Thursday, the 31st for New Year's Eve, join Rig and Trace for the countdown to the New Year. They're going to be going live at 1 a.m. on the 31st, going live all day long. They're going to be done at 9 p.m. They won't be counting down, but it's going to be a great
time.
They're
going to be playing all of their favorite songs. They've asked for no permission or royalties from any artist.
That's true.
That's correct. And they're doing fashion advice.
And fashion
they're
advice.
Just looking at people in their New Year's outfits and commenting.
We're going on earthcam.com.
Earthcam.com.
Going to different cities with weather cams. Popping them open, seeing who we can see, and then judging them from afar.
There's some real uggos out there, I gotta tell you.
There is.
Yeah, zooming back doesn't help much.
No!
Just some arf-arfs.
Some what?
Arf-arfs.
Some who's?
You heard me.
Yeah! That's happening New Year's Eve, everybody. The Rig and Trace New Year's extravaganza.
It's must
see. Here's the thing is, there is going to be a Winterfest, new movies, new me, same you, a preview, and there's going to be a Christmas look back at some point, right?
The Christmas look back, though, is only for Brandon Jam Plus. And Alonzo Duran is the whole thing. Do you think Bill Abbott will come on this year?
Ooh, we should ask him.
I don't think he's seen all of them this year, guys. Or has he?
Or is he on the line right now? Trace, go to it.
Hey, guys.
Let me guess, Bill, your favorite one's the time traveling carousel.
No.
What was it?
Kelly Pickler.
It's always Kelly Pickler.
Yeah.
That's my Abbott impression, guys.
That's a terrible Abbott
impression. It's pretty good. We're talking about Unlocking Christmas.
Sounds more like Abbott and Costello.
December 13th, 2020 is when it originally aired, and it went a little something like this. Kate is a new doctor in town, and she's starting at her new hospital. She's doing the fellowship. It was not her first choice, but surely her first choice won't come a-calling. Kevin is home for the first time in 6 years because he's been in the military. He's actually moving home. He's going to be working at his dad's hardware store, and he might be taking it over, nudge, nudge, from dad. She goes to pick up coffee for everybody at the hospital on her first day. And on her way out from the coffee shop, she's got 9 coffees. She almost bumps into Kevin. She manages to not pour all the coffee on him. Crisis averted. He's having some leg pain. So his mom makes him go see Dr. Kate. And they have another awkward interaction, chummy, chummy, funny, funny. One evening, Kate gets a ring at the doorbell, ring, ring. And she goes to check, and no one is there except a box. And the same exact thing happens to Kev. Inside the boxes, a key and a riddle. They have until tomorrow night to figure out what the key unlocks using the riddle. Now, they both figure it out relatively quickly, and they show up surprised to see each other. Now, luckily, there is 2 keys. There's a mailbox with 2 slots. And so they go and they unlock it. They open it up, and inside, 2 envelopes. One envelope says, "Open me." The other says, "Don't you dare peek." And they open up the read one, and they realize that they're going to have to work together to recreate some things, to do some Christmas traditions with one another. And they're like, nah, out of here. But they come around to it and they decide it's time to team up. The envelopes lead them to doing Christmas activities together. They figure out riddles together, and it means they spend a lot of time together. They even, thank God, create a festive video for the troops. In case you were wondering, man, it's been about a couple weeks since we've mentioned the troops. Is Hallmark losing its way? They are not. So they're hanging out, they're getting closer, and they start getting nervous because she's going to be leaving in a year, and because it's only a fellowship, and he gets a job offer that's going to take him to California. It's going to force him to move. But they are getting really close. What are they going to do? Then she gets an offer from her first choice fellowship to come and join them immediately after the holidays. And she's not sure if she should take it because she's really liking Kev. Kev's not sure if he should go to California because she's really liking Kate. What do we do? Well, naturally, we don't talk about it. She hears about his job offer and it's like, oh, that's gonna happen? Uh-huh. She goes to, what was that? Was that a coyote?
coyote.
So she goes to like kind of address the situation, like, hey, I heard that you have this job offer. And as she walks in, he's turning down the job, but naturally, she doesn't hear him turning down the job. She hears him saying how amazing the job must be. And so they did. It's friendly TV.DTA. Calm DTH. It's worth it. So she overreacts. She's like, listen, I'm leaving. I gotta go right now. It's the end of you and me. And he is blown away at this because he's turning down the job. But then she finds out that what she thought he was doing, he's not doing. And Kevin discovers that his mom and dad were behind the scavenger hunt the entire time. How? Why? When? Doesn't matter, but they were behind it. Apparently, it happened when they were younger and they decided, let's do that too. They go on a sleigh ride together. They make up. They both say they're going to stay in Cedar Park. They kiss. And that, my friends, was Unlocking Christmas. That's exactly right. We did it. Were you like checking something off?
No. Just
synopsis. Cross that thread.
On to the hot take.
Well, not yet. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna hear from Rick.
You're looking good over there, Brian.
Thank you. What's the thing you're most excited? You got a whole schedule planned for
cardigans. Yeah, cardigans.
You're excited about cardigan hour, where you track down people wearing cardigans.
No, the band of cardigans. Love me. Say that you love me. They're opening up my New Year's festival.
Really?
Yeah, the cardigans opening up.
You're having a festival.
A whole festival.
Well, how are you going to do the show?
I'm live from the show. Trace is going to be there. What are you doing? That's right.
Balls dropping. Everybody is socially distanced. They're all in spheres.
Spheres.
You know, like those clear globes.
This is going well.
It's clear globe. Clear globe New Year's. That's the jingle we have. Ryan Tedder from One Republic. Yep. He passed on doing it.
He did pay pass.
So we got Ryan Greter. He was next on Facebook.
Yeah.
Next said, I got
you
it.
Got it. Okay. Between the cardigans and Ryan Greter, I think they're going places.
Yeah. Guys, let's take a quick break, if you don't mind. We'll come back. We'll talk about Unlocking Christmas here on Deck the Hallmark. Oh, man.
Ooh, boy.
It feels good to be back.
Yeah, it does. I was worried.
I didn't even want to take that break. Yeah. I just wanted to dive into this movie.
I was scared it was going to feel unnatural coming back.
Feels good.
It feels real good.
You were talking the whole break about how you were worried about it being unnatural.
I was getting a little antsy.
Unnatural was what he was. It's just, man.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about this movie? Break it down?
Let's do it.
We start with a hot take and we go from there. We see where the world takes us. Mm-hmm. The hot take is where we share exactly how I felt about this movie. We don't hold back. Panda. break some grounds
before
here with your
Panda breaks ground. We have two comments. Bramble Jam Plus, you can watch this actual live. Both said it was, you said Team Bran, by the way. All right, go ahead, Panda. Hot take.
So here's the deal. This movie is freaking fantastic, first of all. Love it. I love the snappy dialogue in it. I love the plot. I had a blast. I feel like for the most part, it's airtight. There's a couple of things that are a little shaky. Will it find its way into the top five? Possibly. I think that this has the potential to knock off the 12th Day of Christmas for me. Mm. I loved Steve Lund.
Steve Lund!
Steve Lund is... Have we seen him in something before?
No! Steve Lund was in the show that won a bunch of Emmys, S-C-H-I-T-T-apostrophe-S. Creek. Oh,
really?
Yes, that what show. He's in there for five episodes. We're not going to go any further than that.
We don't need to dive into his arc.
He looks very different normally than he does in this movie.
He is a delight in this movie. He starts off as somebody I did not like. By the end of the movie, I'm all for. And I think his character is a lot of fun in this. Taylor Cole, I thought she was fun in this. I really enjoyed her character as well. Had a lot of fun with this movie. The mystery was
there,
predictable. But I had fun all throughout. I don't know anyone who could rank this less because this is wonderful.
We don't even know where you ranked it.
But I guarantee you it's not as
but
good.
You don't know anyone who could rank it less than we don't. You've not given it a ranking.
I don't remember where I have 12th Day. Is it four or five of them?
I don't know.
It might be five. This might be five. I'll call it five.
Okay.
But it's a potential four. I but might get in and look six.
Literally, you answered your... You don't know of anyone who could rank it less. Could be you.
Hey, Dan, has Steve Lund been in a Hallmark movie
Steve
before?
Lund, he's been in a bunch, but none that we've seen. Yeah. Like two or three that before we were watching.
Apparently, this is his second Taylor Cole movie. He was in The Art of Us with Taylor Cole in 2017.
Yeah, before we were
thank you, thing. Thaddeus. Yes, I thought it was a fun movie. I also love Steve Lund. He was a child in this movie, and I thought it was wonderful. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun. They're really fun together, and... the ending didn't quite stick for me. We'll get to that. It didn't quite stick, but the process I had a lot of fun with. Yeah, I would say this is the big surprise maybe of the year for me. Like I didn't, yeah. You get to December and they're just kind of throwing things away at this point. It's like, let's just fill it up so we can get to 40. And this one felt right. It felt good. And I enjoyed it.
This is a movie that all hinges on two parents coming up with an elaborate scheme to set their child up with a complete stranger because someone did it to them. It's like a horror movie, pay it forward. It's like someone creepily, we didn't have it set us up with clues and riddles and keys and whatnot. And we just met this girl. She literally is in town for a day and they do it for their own son. I don't.
They know.
What do you want for like?
She's a doctor.
Here's the thing: is there you go.
No, that's fair. No. We didn't think you didn't think about that, did you, Dan?
This I didn't.
You didn't think about that.
This movie's airtight.
This
baby.
Movie came on the same night as the time traveling carousel movie, and this one is actually more bonkers. That's the twist: is that the time traveling carousel looks more bonkers, but it's just a normal movie. This movie looks normal. It's actually bonkers. And it is far more memorable than the time traveling carousel movie that I start Christmas Comes Twice. And the two leads are having an absolute blast. It make no mistake. This movie's awful. It's terrible. It the entire foundation of this movie is creeper parents that were set up by another unnamed creeper. Okay. It's bad. I've never seen Steve Lund, but I want more Steve Lund.
Steve Lund stat.
Steve Lund. Steve Lund what?
Steve Lund stat. I need more stat. Steve Lund stat.
Taylor Cole was adorable in this movie.
This might be my favorite performance by her.
She's never bad.
No, she's never bad, but I liked her. She felt very natural in this movie.
Those two are having a ball making this movie. They don't care that it's preposterous. And because of that, it is definitely going to be in the top half of my movies of the year. It probably, I don't know. I don't know what, where it'll be. It will be, it's better than what we've gotten most of the year, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But make no mistake, no sense at all. Zero. It does not make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to all the feels. Let's talk about feels first before we dive into the sense and whether or not there's any to be had. Panda, any feels for you?
Yeah, first of all, I want to just give a shout out to every dad who's ever had to build a crib without instructions before. It happened to me. We got somebody very graciously gave us a crib, but it had no instructions on it that came with it whatsoever. And I had to figure out how to build it by myself. And what would probably take most people a couple hours took me 6 hours.
Instructions with a crib don't help a ton.
They're not, just pictures. Not a ton.
And it's just like, imagine this screw if it was coming at you. We're not going to draw it like that, though. It's going to be like the screw's like this somehow. You'll get it. Figure it out.
It took me 3 trips to list because we didn't even have all the hardware necessary for it. It was a mess. Anyway,
buy your own crib.
I was really tempted. Listen, if we had more money at that time, I looked at my wife. I was like, can we do it? She was like, we don't have the money. I said, we'll
figure it out.
Where's that credit card? But legitimately, I felt that in my soul when that guy was trying to construct that and he was terrified. Also, when she kind of shushes him, he starts talking about what he wants in the video. Like, he's like, I want a panoramic view. And she looks and she goes, just shh. And that's a fun scene to me. I felt like that showed a little bit of their chemistry together overall. They have a lot of moments like that, but that was just one kind of small example of all the feels for me. And then just honestly, man, they were just sweet together. I loved it.
Man, I got to tell you, there's a C plot storyline here about this old man with a WebMD, and he can't figure it out. And through this whole movie, every time he comes back up, I'm just like, I do not care about this. This isn't what I care about. I want to go back to the what they're doing and the figuring out the clues and stuff. So we get to the point where Taylor Cole's character figures out that he's just missing his wife around the holiday season. The holidays were huge for her, and it's literally hurting him, his loss. And so she encourages him to go and experience Christmas, to do some Christmas activities. A version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Sleeping at Last. It's the second Sleeping at Last.
It's a great rendition.
It's a great rendition. It's actually one of my favorite renditions of that song. Sleeping at Last will put you to sleep if you listen to a full album, but in singles, fantastic. And it's a great version. And he's crying as this version starts to play, and you see him walking down the festival as the snow falls and the childlike wonder begins to go back and into his face, and you see it. You see him lighting up. You see the joy entering into his body. And it was a beautiful scene. It was a character that I didn't care about, but it worked. At the end of the day, it worked. It was wonderful. The version of the song that they played to make that point, to drive that home, It all worked for me. Fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah, I'll piggyback on that. We had a dad character who lost a child in The Christmas Doctor, who gives one scene performance that is phenomenal. This guy's name is Roger Dunn. That's the actor's name who plays Mr. McAllister, your very own cheese pizza. you're welcome for that. And you're right. I have figured out through this movie, one of my least favorite tropes in Hallmark movies is the doctor on rotation in Newtown. I did not know that was a trope, but it is. It's now happened at least 4 times. I know Candace Cameron Bure has done it, I think, twice in movies. It's a dumb trope. And they always have the old guy who thinks he's sick and there all the time. And this was one of those times. And then they give this guy some room to play and to actually act. The scene where he's thinking about it all, and then the subsequent scene where he gives Taylor Cole the gift, I think both worked immeasurably well. Big fan of those scenes, and that part of the movie I thought really, really worked for me.
I'm really glad you love this movie, Dan.
I did not love the movie. It's a ridiculous movie that's very terrible, and I'll never watch it again.
Let's
Steve Long.
Steve Long. Let's take a quick break. But in this movie's defense, even the ones you like, you're not going to watch them again.
It's true.
You're not going out of your way to watch Snow Bride this holiday season.
When I say wouldn't watch it again, that needs to be clarified. Like, you're right. You're right. None of these movies would be a movie that I'd sit down and watch again. Having said that, there would be only a few that if someone else was watching, I would not leave the room. And that would be Snow Bride, Delivered by Christmas, Five Star Christmas, probably all would be.
So if I come on over and I pop in the VHS, the old Delivered by Christmas, you're in?
We're not having a night where we do that.
Just bros hanging out.
No, no, no. And if you're at my house.
Did you record the movie to VHS? Is that the way you did that?
Yeah. Interesting. I accidentally taped over True Lies.
No.
Wow. Yeah. Not again. Again. How many copies do you have of
15.
That Jamie Lee Curtis, Arnold Schwarzenegger classic?
Yeah,
like, he started with 80.
Wow.
Yeah, I keep taping over
when them. When Blockbuster went out of business, the one on East North not too long ago.
He got all 80 copies. Why did they have 80 copies of True Lies?
It might be why they went out of business.
That could be it.
Let's think. Rig.
Hello.
You're starting at 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
You're going until 9 p.m.
Snazzy snazz, baby.
What's happening at 5 p.m.?
5 p.m., we have the local carolers coming by.
Are they singing Christmas songs?
No, they're not. What I asked them to.
Sure.
That would be dumb, Brent.
It would be dumb. It's after Christmas,
that's right.
You numbnut.
It's a you numbnut is right. It's after Christmas. The local carolers, who are now out of work, I've asked them to sing all Young MC songs. Not just Bust a Move. All the old ones.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Take the Homework.
I don't know.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here. We're just talking about whether or not we're allowed to say things or not. Hey, you guys ready to dive into the wait what's?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Painter, you got, pal?
Listen.
He just doesn't have that many.
Not a lot, because it's tight.
I have over a page.
Let's see. First of all, I guess I know you guys think that it's... all right. The reindeer race. I want to go there.
Please.
He says that he is the reigning reindeer champion racer.
Sick brag, bro.
Which is a sick brag. But second of all, I don't understand what the reindeer race actually is. Because to me, it just seems like it's just a one-off. You grab a group of people, you race, and then you're done. But is there a tournament structure here?
Wait, Kevin said he's the reigning champion?
Yeah, 4 years. He said
4 years.
He
four
said
time.
Four
he
hasn't year, been? No. He didn't say he is the reigning champion.
What was?
He said he won it 4 years in a row.
4 years in a row. I was about
to say, he hasn't been there in 5 years.
Which my thing is there a tournament structure here? There isn't. It's just you grab one and you end up racing. His grandpa would always build the Christmas town every year, he said, on Christmas Day. The little Christmas.
Yeah, structure. I heard all that except for on Christmas Day. I didn't hear that part, but go for it.
Yeah, he said he would build it on Christmas Day, which my question is, why would you? Because he would come on over in the morning to help his grandpa build it on Christmas morning. My question is, if you're building a Christmas town, why would you wait till Christmas morning to build it? That's a lot of complexity. It seems to me as if you would want to enjoy it a little bit longer. My dad used to build like a little train set up around Christmas. And we would always build it early so that we could go ahead and enjoy it. And then finally, I guess the only thing is the parents kind of lean into the possibility that no one is going to find these packages or these other things that they have set up around. And they are leaning pretty heavily in a series of coincidences that, I mean, they're putting a lot of faith in stock in the fact that they're going to follow through on a particular day on some of these
things. What happens if literally anyone else shows up at the museum and sees that box and opens it and one letter says open me and the other one says no peeking?
Yeah, I thought, and that's kind of, I think that's maybe a little bit of a stretch here.
What? No. We'll put a box out in the open where anyone can find it.
Yeah.
One letter says open me.
And then the letters, yeah.
The other one says no peeking.
Yeah, I thought that wasn't great.
Yeah.
But
real bad.
Movie's awesome.
Yeah.
I will say I only have two wait what's.
That's it?
Now one is she only has 8 moving boxes. That's one. She says two down, six to go. That implies only 8 moving boxes to move your entire house. Yeah. Kudos to her. My last one is the entire thing is what I wrote down.
That's what
I wrote down at the end of this movie. Yeah. I just wrote down the entire thing.
Yeah.
The entire thing. I want to quickly tell you what happens in the last 15 minutes of this movie. My guy gets an offer for a job in California. He talks to his dad about it. His dad says, if you want to go, go. Follow your heart. Go.
That's right.
The rest of this movie is him realizing that his parents were behind a ploy for him to fall in love and stay in this town just like they did.
It's a horror movie.
He doesn't want his son to go.
With a stranger. With someone that they had not met. Because someone did it to them.
Someone did it to them.
She's a doctor.
It's like Pennywise the Clown, like every 17 years, like 34 years ago, somebody did it to those two jokers.
What the homework's to be had in this scenario, so I will save them. But I just, like, everything he said to his son, I want you to be happy, wherever it takes you, go. If you have this job, you should take it, was a lie.
But okay,
it was a lie.
No, because
this whole thing was to show him, one, love, and two, how great this town is.
But at the end of the day,
that was the point of it.
But you can still do all that, and then at the same time, want your kid to be happy and not pick it. Like, you could sit there and be like, listen, if you leave all this, you'll probably be miserable, but at the same time, go ahead, give it a shot.
If you think it's like, you know, I that's all I could think to write down for the way, what was this entire thing?
Yeah.
Is bonkers, Panda. And I love it.
It's 100% crazy new. It doesn't make any sense at all.
And
just say it doesn't make, you can still love the movie. It doesn't make sense.
You have to be okay with it, because literally at the end, he says to Taylor Cole's character, my parents were behind the whole thing. She says, how? And he says, I'll explain it to you later. And that's our ex. That's all we get. We get nothing else.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's,
I would love to have the writer of this movie on.
What? Like, what did, how? The steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did write that down. But to me, okay, you have to take some jumps here.
You have to. Oh, no, yeah, I would say so.
Leaps and bounds.
Okay, and it's not, when you do frame it, I think the way you're framing it makes it seem like the parents aren't great.
We're not asking to suspend disbelief. That's what you do in every Hallmark movie. We're asking just for cohesion.
I don't think the parents are great.
They're not. They're terrible. They're awful parents. They're bad parents.
That's how I met my wife, though.
A series of keys. Joey Elkins and Blake Silver wrote this. Joey and Blake, please come on the show. Please come
on
the
guys.
Show.
Yeah, that's my guys. My guys. Dan?
Boy, this unemployed dude that lives with his mom is quite a catch.
Hey! He just came back in the military, man.
None of that. He's a day back from the Air Force looking like that? Was Air Force the band he played in at Coachella? Like, what? You can't look like that in the Air Force. Are you kidding me? There's not a world where you look like, no, Steve Lund's looking great. And that girl in the hospital is like, oh, the tall, handsome guy with the good hair? Tall, yeah, handsome, absolutely. Good hair, beg to differ. What is going on with the shell on top of his head? I do not know the answer to that.
I loved it.
Where Taylor Cole works.
New Year's Eve show, he's getting an A++.
I booked this band, Air Force. They're wonderful. It's a great band. Anyway, is the place Taylor Cole works a hospital?
Or a doctor's office.
A doctor's office or an emergency clinic?
I understood her to be a specialist.
Nurses walking around in scrubs everywhere, which is not a doctor's office. But Steve Lund, his first day back in town, he gets in, has dinner with his parents, he spends the night, he wakes up the next morning, and what does he do? He goes straight to the hospital for a non-existent knee injury.
My understanding, so I thought about this because I was confused. I originally wrote it down. I think that she is a joint specialist.
Okay, but he literally walks fine and can participate in that cool reindeer race. He went to the hospital his first day in town for that knee injury.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, they had an opening.
Speaking, they had an opening. Speaking of first day in town, on Taylor Cole's first day, she decides to get coffee for everyone who works with her, and she knows all of their coffee orders.
I don't think she did. I don't think she knew all their orders. She got one of every latte.
Yep.
She got one of every latte.
And then
she put the name Kate on all nine of them.
Yes.
Yes.
How is she going to tell them apart?
The name of the latte's on there.
Where? It wasn't on the drink anywhere.
It's probably on a tag or something. You ever been to Starbucks?
I've been to Starbucks. It wasn't. There was no sticker showing.
I'm sure there was a way to tell the lattes. My point here, Dan.
She got one of every latte.
I'm going to like one of the lattes.
Now that you're down that road.
I'm down it.
The doctor, when she gets there, says, and she knew all of our coffee orders already.
I don't think he does say that.
Yes, he does.
Panda.
He says it and you know he says it.
I remember him saying, I do want to go back to the tape.
What
he said was, you brought coffee for all of us.
I thought I knew all of our coffee.
No,
she knew,
he says no, it. No.
Pink, I'm with Bran, but there's a possibility I'm with Dan. Yeah.
He says it. He says she knew all our coffee orders.
Okay.
Oh, don't make me. I'll take it to the tape right now because I know you got another page of notes.
The tape don't lie. I'm just being honest.
I'll take it to the tape. Because if so, I will have to do a ding.
Yeah. Don't do a ding. Please don't do a ding.
Don't do it. The last time you did the ding, we haven't recovered.
I know. I'm going to have to do the ding again.
A few more. It will never be weird to me, even though they do it in every Hallmark movie. So this is less about this movie, but it will never be weird to me. It will never not be weird to me to see doctors getting their patients from the waiting room. It's weird for the doctor to come out and do that when that is not how life works at all. His buddy who can't do the crib.
Love that guy.
I mean, Steve Lund basically says this to him. You're good at many things. You're a great photographer. And if I ever need to know the latest in camera equipment, I know who I would turn to. And then that's the end of the list. He basically doesn't do anything well aside from that. But my problem is that I don't think he's good at camera stuff either. Because when they're about to shoot this video for the troops, he says, and I rewound this twice, so if we want to take this to the tape, by all means.
I have so much tape time.
I rewound it twice. He says, this camera is a 30.4 megapixel camera.
That's a big one.
My phone is 108. My phone is 108 megapixels.
Is it when you get smaller, bigger, or better?
Smaller is worse. I'm positive. My phone's 108. He said it was a 30.4 megapixel camera. That is not a thing.
Guys, I got the tape queued up.
Cue it up.
Here we go.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Kate Stafford, our new orthopedic fellow. As you can see, her instincts are already top notch.
Or it's just my way to try to win everyone over.
I've got a patient waiting, but Liz here has offered to show you around.
I don't think he says it.
That's something he doesn't say.
You're right.
I don't have to ding.
No ding.
No ding.
No ding. No ding. No ding. Who's gonna ding?
No ding.
Who's gonna ding?
No ding.
While I hate being wrong, but I was wrong, and I'll admit I was wrong, I'm so happy that we don't have a ding. It would have been bad. I don't think we could recover from the ding.
Wouldn't recover.
And lastly, they send a message. They send a message.
I love the person in the background of that because I never noticed it before. Hey, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
They send the video to the Army, and the Army sends a video back, and they're like, hey, from all of us troops here, and one of the troops has a goatee, like a full goatee, which is just not allowed unless you're like
the
villain of the Army, maybe. You can't do that. Those are my way ones.
Let's get to the What the Hallmarks of our show, where we wonder what could have been, maybe have, and give some clarity to any questions that we still have. Panda?
At one point, he mentions the Cedar Park Warblers.
Oh, yeah.
That they are notorious for bad time management, but very good at singing. I want to know how they got that reputation of being bad at time management, because
everyone knows it.
Yeah, it's widespread. Like, it's a known fact that, hey, the Warblers.
What is great. A warbler aside from
it's
a bird?
They warble. They warble.
Warble, warble, warble.
So it's just a bunch of birds?
Warble, baby.
Warble, baby. Warble, baby. That's hard to say.
Warble, baby. Warble, baby. Warble, baby. It's not that hard.
It's harder than
Warble baby.
If you can say it.
He doesn't.
Warble baby.
He wasn't trying to do the wobble thing.
Warble baby.
There you go.
Baby.
That's good.
You see, I can do it.
You can do it.
I can warble with the best of them.
Yeah, I had the warblers. My other big one, it's all related to the thing, the movie, the whole thing here. A couple of things. One, did the parents have a double key to unlock mailbox just ready to go?
Ready to go.
They have that ready to go. A double, Panda, a double key unlock mailbox.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
So nice that they had that.
They said that someone did it to them, and that's how they fell in love.
They also had a codex, which is, you don't just see those.
You don't see a codex everywhere.
So one, are all of these things the same things that were used on them years ago? And they saved them. Such as the double mailbox.
Or did they make them special?
And the codex. Or did they have, like, have they been planning this for a while he was in the military? Were they like, we want to do this for him when he gets back. Let's get the double key. Like, I want to know whether or not these are all the same items that were used for them years ago, because they said someone rando did it to them. Or did they make all this stuff custom built? I think
they probably updated it a little bit.
They
did a little freshening up.
Codex is the update.
It's a codex update. Yeah, that wasn't around back when they were.
Codexes are so cool.
They are so cool.
Yeah. I always wanted a codex.
Dan?
The fourth stocking is my big question, because before they even have Taylor Cole over for dinner, they have in their house four stockings up over the fireplace. Mom, Dad, Steve Lund, and I don't know who the fourth person is. Who is the fourth person that's getting a stocking? I don't see a pet anywhere. I want to know who the fourth stocking is. I think that's a legitimate ask. I'd love to know.
I think that was a tell that they were behind it the whole time.
Ooh.
That was an early
tell.
They
met Taylor Cole once and put the stocking
up. I think they didn't know for sure who it was going
to
be.
Man. And then can somebody explain to me the bit with the pictures in the Christmas cards on the Christmas tree? And the pictures are old pictures, but they've been, I guess, digitally recreated and put on these Christmas cards that look brand new?
I'm not sure.
Because they can't, there's no way that, like, the Christmas card is 40 years old and they keep putting it up every year. Because they have a picture of when they first met, which is at least 30 some years old. But but they have more than one. And so what they do is they take old pictures and they make a digital copy and they basically scan them onto a card. That's the best I understood it. I could not figure that bit out for the life of me.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
I got who?
Buddy.
Thank you. You never call me that.
You're welcome.
I got the warblers for New Year's Eve.
Thank goodness.
They said they will show up this time.
On time.
They are changing their rap.
Wow, good for them.
Yes.
Trying to get a good rap instead of a bad rap.
You're going to do folk music instead of
folk
rap.
Music, great. Good. Those are my two. That's
all right, we did it, everybody. Yay. We did it. The warblers are a big catch for Reagan Trace. So
huge.
I think it's really going to fill in that 2 p.m., 2 a.m.? 2 p.m.
That's the second hour. There'll be plenty there.
2 p.m. Window there. Yeah. It's really going to fill up nicely. Hey, we did it. Brainwash Jam Plus is waiting for you, because you've been hearing all year long Panda doing these deep dives, and you're like, this is impressive. The way that he's able to get these stories, this information from the internet, from Google Plus, is astounding. He can do that for you. He can air your dirty laundry or promote your entrepreneurial spirit.
You can pick.
Here on the podcast by joining Brainwell Jam Plus, brainwelljamplus.com, or get it as a gift.
You'll figure it out. And our double decker of the week this week is Nicole Beatty.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nicole Beatty.
Yeah, Nicole and I are good butts. We actually spent a summer working at the local Velcro shop.
Oh, man.
Right?
Man, Tannenbaum was so good yesterday.
It was called the Big Ripoff.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great. Best summer. We had a blast.
Best summer.
So they sold Velcro.
Yeah. All Velcro.
It was a Velcro factory, I believe is what he said.
Did you say store or?
Velcro store.
Store. So they sold it.
All Velcro. The whole store.
Okay.
Velcro shoes.
Yeah. 100%.
Or is it reasonably priced?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to know?
Yeah. It was super fun. You just strap on some Velcro, just could run at the wall, stick right to it. It's a lot of fun.
The wall had Velcro on it.
Oh, yeah. The whole store is made of Velcro.
The big ripoff is not a good description of kind of what you're going to get there.
Well, I mean, I think that the Velcro shoes were reasonably priced overall, but some people thought they were a little bit elaborate. $500 for the first shoe. $500 for the second shoe.
So $1,000
per shoe.
Per pair.
Per pair. That's what I was trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But made of all Velcro, though. You just can't get that. You can't just get Velcro. This was high premium Velcro.
Not low premium.
No.
High premium.
The best.
Guys, I saw the shoes. They sizzle.
Yeah. Sizzle?
Yeah.
Real fire. Straight fire.
Straight fire. That's the type of content you'll get on Rig and Trace's New Year's Eve extravaganza. 1 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rest of the night, you're on your own.
What was the website that we got?
www.newyearseveextravaganza.
No, we'll take it to the tape. It was something weird.
222.
222. All right, we did it, everybody. Another week. God.
In the books. Four more movies. One more week.
It's hard to believe.
And then hockey time.
Yeah.
This was a 2-month countdown to a hockey movie.
I can't wait. Until next week, everybody, have a wonderful weekend, and may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.